Our scripture lesson comes this morning from that book which we've been working in by the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 47, verses 10 through 12. If you might turn with me and we would read. When you have it, say amen. I'm going to go on, and you catch up. Okay? Fishermen will stand along the shore, and in Gledes and in England, there will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But the swamps and the marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the waters from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. The title of our sermon on this morning is "The Lord Has Already Provided." We have been laboring in this familiar text and laboring over the discord of the relevance of this scripture in our day and time. We have been going out into the deep, seeking a stronger relationship with the God. We have been communing with God, the Holy Spirit, so that we might grow into the vessels God has called us to be. We have been remembering the promises of God that says wherever the living water flows, His Holy Spirit, we will find life. Life in those places where they were once dead. Life in those relationships that appear to be dead. Life in those hopes that seem hopeless. Wherever the Spirit of the living God goes, there will be life. Jesus' ministry is about restoration and providing. He provided, he restored sight to the blind, he restored health to the sick, he restored life to the dead. Ezekiel was a major prophet who God used in a mighty way. He was shown visions that you and I could only imagine. He used him to encourage the people while they were yet in bondage. God used him to show Jesus in ways even back then Jesus was present among his people. Today, as we stand on the shores of our time looking out in something and looking out, there it seems as if things are lost. Our country is at war. Our country is in financial crisis as never before. Our country's foundation, which was built on the principles and the precepts of God's word, is slowly forgetting it all. We are now in a place where decisions are being made only to help the rich, while the working class and the poor go deeper and deeper into despair. In the gospel, according to Luke, Jesus teaches us, Jesus said, I came to preach good news to the poor. He said, I came to proclaim freedom for the prisoner, recovery of the blind, sight to the blind. Jesus said, I came to release the oppressed. These scripture verses found in the book of Ezekiel was written a long time ago, and it seems as if it was just for that time, but not so. These scriptures will be meaningful and have life even 50 years from now. It will bring healing and encouragement to all who hear them. Ezekiel was shown a vision of the plan that God had for his people. The fishermen, they are us. The net is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the fish are the many people that we meet each and every day. Ezekiel saw fishermen standing along the shore of the rivers of living water, spreading out their nets. There would be fish of many kinds, just like the great sea. While we are fishermen standing on the shores and the river, spreading out our nets of the gospel. Here, wherever the river flows, people will be waiting to hear what God has to say. Even though we may not always do what we're called to do, God still has people out there waiting to hear his word. When we stand and we spread the nets of love and kindness, no matter where they're from, what their nationality is, or what race they happen to be, they will hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see that every day right here at Mount Olive. People come from near and far. And as we give our offerings to bless our sisters and our brothers, we are spreading our nets. The question might be asked, if the Lord has already provided, why are we in such a time of pain and misery, death and abuse, suffering and headache? Where is God in these times? The answer is God is right where he said he would be, with us. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. As followers of Christ, we are called to cast out our nets of love, of support, of advocacy, of intolerance, of oppression. We are called to be a voice crying out in the wilderness against oppression, abuse, racism, classism, sexism, genocide, and the modern day slavery through the present day prison system. We are called to cast our nets because the Lord has already provided. In that verse 11, it says, for the swamps and the marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. That means no life. Wherever is in that place will be dead. This part of the vision talks about the swamps and the marshes, the places where are usually dark and restrictive of living. Very little life, if any, and very little hope of change. These are those places where change will not come because the word of God will not be received, where hearts are hardened and spirits are dead. Have you ever tried to encourage someone who really didn't want your help? No matter how much you tried to show them the glass half full, they keep seeing it half empty. Have you ever tried to reason with someone and they just could not be reasoned with? It was their way or no way. Have you ever opened up yourself and shared your experience, your mistakes, trying to help someone not to make the same mistake, but they couldn't hear you, nor did they want to hear you? Well, there are people who live in swamps and marshes who no matter how much you try, they just won't hear you. That's why Jesus gave the parable of the seed. He said, some will fall on shallow ground, some will fall on stony ground, and some will fall on fertile ground. But we don't know which one a person may be. So it is called upon us not to lose heart and not get upset if we don't get the response we expect, but to realize that only the Spirit of the living God can change someone's life. There are some swamps and there are some marshes, but no matter what we do, they will remain the same. You see, in that 12th verse, Jesus is taking us someplace. Ezekiel says, fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both of banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear because the waters from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. These passages of scripture are truly about the Spirit of the living God. Through him, life will change and growth will happen and new things will happen in the kingdom of God. We are the trees that stand alongside and are watered from the river of living water. Every tree that stands on the living word of God will bear fruit of the Spirit of the living God. Every tree that stands on his or her faith in God will be blessed and be a blessing to those they encounter. Every tree that stands on the promises of God will live the abundant life Jesus came that we might have. An abundance of peace, an abundance of joy, an abundance of happiness, an abundance of love. You see, Jesus has already provided it. So often we think of abundance, our mind goes to money, green dollar bills, expensive things we might get for ourselves if we could just hit the lottery, maybe the slot machines at Atlantic City. But even if you played the lottery, there's no guarantee that you're going to win. The slogan says you got to be in it to win it. But even if you are in it, doesn't mean that you're going to win. But if we pray to the living God, meditate on his word, have faith to believe that even if you can't see it, the blessing is truly there. You have to trust and believe that God has already provided. You see, God hears our repentant heart and forgives our sin. God will change your situation and restore your life. The Lord will heal your broken heart and mend your broken relationships. The Lord will heal your sick body. He will open up doors. He will open up windows. He will even open up the roof if he must. But he will bless you. Because you see, the Lord has already provided. The scripture verse is about a vision God gives to his servant Ezekiel. Thousands of years ago, but it is for now and it is for you and it is for me. The word says wherever the living waters flow, it will change the situation. Don't miss this. Wherever the word of God is spoken, preached, and taught, it will change the atmosphere. I know it's true because it changed the atmosphere of my own life. I know that whenever I get too busy and too rushed and forsake the word of God, my mind is easily troubled. I start to think negative things and trip. I know it's true that things seem to be bigger than God, but the Lord has already provided. I may think he hasn't, but if I keep my mind stayed on Jesus, Jesus will make a way out of nowhere. You might think you've lost, but God says, not so. I've already provided. You see, people will try to get on your nerves and cause you to think some things you shouldn't think. Things that are not Christ-like. But when God is right in front of you, you can look at that person and say, it's all right, sister. It's all right, brother. I'm moving forth through Jesus. The Spirit of the living God that flows from the temple of God, the Holy Spirit that changes everything that it touches. The situation may or may not change, but the perception of the situation will change. The power of the situation that it has over us will change. The word of God will provide whatever we need to live in a life of peace and abundance. The word of God is about God providing for us. It doesn't matter what it looked like. God can change whatever the situation may be. Somebody is sitting in here right now thinking, how can I deal with this? What am I going to do with this? I want you to know that God said he's already provided a way out of that situation. Whatever it seemed to be, whatever people might tell you it is, it's not so. If you trust God, if you give it over to him, he'll make a way out of nowhere. He'll close doors for you. He'll open some doors for you. He'll have people walk up into your life and change your life forever. So often we talk about people and jobs or the lack of. But God is able to keep us whether we have a job or not. I know I'm a living witness. There are people with jobs who are going out of their mind right now. There are some things money cannot buy. So many things we think can bring us peace, but they cannot. The joy and the contentment and the love that we seek only comes from God. I remember years of walking from Port Authority to my job, from 42nd Street to 67th Street. And it would be early in the morning. There would be homeless people lined up along the way. And I would stop sometimes and have a word with them. And I found out that there were bankers out there. There were CPAs out there. There were teachers out there. There were lawyers out there. What happened? They had everything going for them, but they did not have Jesus in their life. You see, Jesus makes the difference. You think you need the money, but you can get more with favor than you ever could with money. You see, we can get more with Jesus than you ever could with money. I'm not putting money down. We all need money. Our society runs on money, but I'm telling you this. If you don't have Jesus, when the money is gone, you'll fall apart. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear because the waters from the sanctuary flows to them. The fruit will serve for food and leaves for healing. Right now, there's some situation someone's trying to figure out. And I say to you that the healing power of Jesus Christ flows from this temple right here at Mount Olive Baptist Church. If you would just submit yourself to the Lord, if you would just allow the Lord to change your life, he will make all the difference in the world. Your friends can't do it. Your mother and father can't do it. I know it's so because mine are gone. And here I am still trying to navigate my way. But I turn my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help, knowing my help cometh from the Lord. In that part B of that 12th verse, it says, wherever the living waters flow, they will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. We are those trees, and as long as we are in the atmosphere of the living waters, we are not going to wither. Have you ever taken notice of a plant that needed water? How it droops and looks like it's going to die or it's almost dead. But if you throw just a little bit of water on it, you'll see that it'll spring back just like new. Jesus is that living water. And whenever our lives seem to droop or we think we're about to die, just call out on the name of Jesus and life will return to us. Not just life here and now. Through Jesus, we have the promise of everlasting life. The Word says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see, Jesus has already provided a way for us right here and then afterwards. God has already made a way for us. In that part C of this Word, God goes on to say that every month you will bear fruit because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Unlike natural fruit trees who bear fruit once or twice in a season. In that 12th verse, it says that when we are in Christ, we will continuously bear. The Lord has said it and said so in John 7:15. It says that if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given unto you. So you see in that last part of that verse, it says, your fruit will serve for food and your leaves for healing. The promises of God speaks of is the promise of sustaining us. It's the promise of healing us. The Lord has provided all that we need, but we keep looking outside of God, hoping to find what only God can give us. Why bother trying to do things and fix things in your own strength? But when we give everything over to God, he will provide what you need. His word says that the fruit we bear will serve as food and leaves for healing. The Lord has already provided everything that we need to live a life abundantly now and forevermore. We are called to be trees that bear fruit for the kingdom of God. We are called to stand strong and bear the fruit of God, word not just for ourselves, but for everyone we encounter. We are called to stand strong and bear fruit through prayer for our family, our friends, our sisters, and our brothers, for our nation and for our leaders. We are called to stand strong and bear fruit of a healing of broken hearts and broken lives. We are called to stand strong and bear fruit of the Spirit of the living God. Found in Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, it's joy, it's patience, it's kindness, it's goodness, it's faithfulness, it's gentleness, and it's self-control. You see, God has already provided. He's given it us through his word. If we want but to leave, but believe it and meditate on it, God has already provided. All we have to do is stand in the atmosphere of his word and be fed by the living word, the Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus says, I'm going back to my Father now. For when I go back, someone else will come and empower you to live and live life abundantly. That someone else, that other person is God, the Holy Spirit. How much better would our world be if our lives, if we were those trees that drew from the living waters of God, continuing to bear fruit, whose fruit will bring healing, who will bring health, that will bring joy to ourselves and to others. The Lord has already provided. He's done exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we might ask or think. He can cause us to live out the words of the scriptures that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He didn't stop there in Isaiah. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. You see, the Lord has already provided. You're looking for something, but the Lord has already given it to you. You're looking everywhere, but where you can find it. You see, it's in the word of God. We look in our closets and think we get dressed. We got the answer to it. We look to our friends. We look to our cars. We look to our jobs. But God says, I will not be mocked. He says, I've made a way for you. All you got to do is look for me. I've given it to you already. Step out on faith. Go deeper into the Lord and he will provide for you. We have shared over these three parts of this series of the living waters of God. And if I could just take it back for a minute. In that first part, we talked about ankle Christians, those who just want to wade around on the edge. They don't want to go deep. You see, they find right where they are. And then we got those knee and waist Christians. Okay, I'll get a little bit involved. I think I got a little bit of time I can give you. And then we got those that are willing to swim out into the deep. Are you one will swim out into the deep that you might see God in a new way, that you might experience God like you never experienced him before? God is saying, if you go out into the deep, I'll meet you there. I'll change some things in your life. I'll bring your family back together. I'll cause your children to come into the house of the Lord. Yeah, I know you got some challenges, but I'll make a way out of no way. I'll open up the doors for you. Have the doors ever been shut for you and you didn't know how you were going to get through, but God stepped right in on time. He opened up some doors. He talked to this one over here. He talked to that one over there. He said, bless my sister over here. Bless my brother over there. I know it's true. I know it's true. I know it's true. I know it's true because when I was down to my last dime, he sent somebody, put a dollar in my hand. I know it's true. I know when I was sick and didn't know how it was going to get well, he sent somebody to send me somewhere that I might receive medicine from the doctor. I know it's true. I know it's true. When I had no job and know that every year the rent goes up and the landlord sends a letter and said no increase this year. I know it's true. I know it's true. I know when my car wasn't working and I needed it to work and I took it to the mechanic and they gave me a discount. In fact, you don't even have to pay it all down. I know it's true. He said, I already provided for you. I've already done it. Stop looking over there and looking over there and look to me. I've done it already. I'm living proof that he will do it. The Lord has provided.